stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, April 23rd.
Good morning.
We're back in the studio.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody's not too high from 420.
You guys got high all you want. I sat in a freaking Midas thing all damn day.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
While I was having a conversation with a pot expert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was sitting there. I was like, oh, geez. This is... I wish I was in there right now.
Yeah.
Sat there for so,
so
long.
So you screwed up your brakes.
Yeah. Okay, so lesson learned. If you hear the slightest squeal on your brake at all or they feel weird, go and get them fixed.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't cost you $600.
And it's not going to get any better either.
No, it just got worse. They actually said if I had waited two more days, I would have ruined the calipers, which holds up the whole shocks. I would have like screwed up all this stuff on the car. I was like, okay. And I knew it was bad because I literally almost got in an accident the night before and it was like sliding. And I'm like, this is weird. Yeah, but I didn't
realize. That's scary, huh, when the car is not stopping.
I've never been to that point on the brakes before.
Yeah.
Oops. Learned.
You better start taking care of yourself. I mean, this is dangerous stuff.
I know. Yeah. And luckily, I found a Midas that wasn't too far down the street, so I had someone follow me there just in case, like, I did something stupid or whatever. And then, but then I sat and waited thinking it would only be a little bit, and it was, like, all day. So it was like, oh, my God.
This was a big deal, huh?
It was a huge deal.
Wow.
Yeah. I walked around a little bit. Thank God it was Glendale, you know, so I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit in this tire place and smell the tire. Yeah.
Well, now you've got new brakes.
Now my car runs like amazing. And they were like, the good news is mechanically your car runs perfect. The bad news is it's going to cost you $600 to fix your brake system.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's a lot of money for brakes, man. But
you
know, then again, I haven't had brakes fixed in years, so I don't know what the prices are.
Well, I was the front and back, pads, rotors, brake flush. Like, I needed it all. Like, I screwed up a lot. Anyway,
wow.
And I got hooked up on top of it. But that was a hookup.
Oh, you got hooked up. Okay, that's cool.
What else?
So how was your weekend?
It was good, actually.
Yeah.
After all the stressful day on Friday, then I took off the weekend. We went, a bunch of friends, we went to Hearst Castle.
Oh, cool.
So it was good. It was fun.
I've been there. I hear it's pretty cool, huh?
It was really cool. Yeah, I've always wanted to go, and we just got a chance to go. And so we went up there and checked it out. And I mean, 160 rooms. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
It took them 28 years to build it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
28 years.
28 years.
Wow.
It was built, I think like he went broke in the 30s, the Depression era is when the guy went actually broke. But he started selling stuff off because he owed the government all this money. But I mean, what a crazy story. And they even have their own, like, water system. Mm. I mean, they are, like, way above the times, you know, up there. And it's, like, I started thinking about it. And it's also earthquake safe. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Wow. Julia Morgan was the architect, and which is crazy because to have a woman architect, especially at the turn of the century, was just a big deal.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Well. Yeah. I guess she went to Berkeley, and the Hearst family supported a lot of Berkeley stuff, so that's why they chose her. And it was incredible. It was really incredible. But the thing is they have so much stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, so much stuff. It's like it doesn't match, but I got excited. It was just weird, you know?
Yeah. How is it going to match when they have so much stuff?
It was just like weird, random. I mean, I'm into art, and I studied art for a long time and whatnot, but I mean, there's a lot of shit, you know? And they did have a couple pieces that I found amazing that were from the Egypt BC, which was really neat.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Their pool, their swimming pool, they had a Roman pool, which is like, you know, baths inside the house.
Right.
Outside, they had this Egyptian pool that was incredible with statues that were actually from Egypt. I mean, everything was imported.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was so phenomenal. And you're right there, so you can, you can't touch a lot, but a lot of things you can touch. They have alarms on the carpet. So you can only walk on this pathway where if you were to step on the carpet, the entire alarm system would go off. It was just like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
How do people live like this? I mean, how do people make so much fucking money, you know?
Well, you know what? He discovered silver.
Yeah.
He discovered silver is what it was in
California. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And that's where it came from. And then he invested in the movies and...
And newspapers.
Newspapers, radio. He had 93 businesses at once.
Really?
So the guy never slept. Yeah. And he was actually interesting. He had really strict rules in the house. Now, given the house had an elevator, but they didn't really, which is big for back then, but they used the steps mostly. And it was a castle, so it's a lot of steps.
Right.
So he was very strict where you could only have two drinks.
Oh, really?
That's it. You're cut off.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed to be drunk or you were thrown out. It was actually very interesting.
Yeah. And all these rich people are really weird, man, with all the stuff that they like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like Howard Hughes, I mean, he was really weird.
I've heard. But it was really fascinating. I definitely recommend going up there and checking it out if you get a chance, because it is beautiful. It will take you a couple hours to go through.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's a great area up there.
Yeah. We did that, and then we went up to, there's a seal lookout, like Seal Vista. I guess that teacher, remember she got eaten by a shark swimming with the seals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't realize how many seals there were. I mean, I'm talking like hundreds and hundreds of seals on the beach.
Yeah.
So we got to watch them. And I actually took a video, which I'm going to put on my Facebook today, of these seals fighting. Because it's like the male dominant season.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny. They were going at it. I'm like, this is funny. And
really?
I videoed it because it was hilarious.
Beating each other up.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Why not?
Competition among seals.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
We did that, and then a little bit of wine country, Paso Robles.
Uh-huh.
So that was really cool. You know.
I know that wine country is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
I told you a couple of weeks ago we went horseback riding there.
You were saying
and
that,
it was
yeah.
amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. We went to a couple of wineries and tasted the wine and stuff. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not that into wine, but it's nice environment, you know.
I was so excited I discovered this new product that I have to buy.
Yeah.
So for those of you out there that don't know, I'm a huge klutz. Huge klutz. Like, I just, like, flop around and don't realize what I'm doing. And flop around. Anyway, so I spilled red wine, of course, on my white dress. Of course,
wow.
Right? So this lady's like, never fear, Wine Away is here. I'm like, what? There's this thing called... I made that up, but...
That's even funnier.
I know. But there's this thing called Wine Away that you spray on you, and I'm not even kidding. I was like, oh my God. I want to do a commercial for it. Like, oh my God, it's a miracle.
Really?
You spray it on you, and I noticed it turns... the wine blue and then white again. It's like not even like a bleach. It just takes it out. It's gone.
Yeah.
So then I decided to eat chocolate that she had there. And I spilled that on myself too, like melted it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm wearing white. And I was like, I'm going to try the Wine Away. And the lady's like, I don't think that'll work on that. I'm like, oh yeah, well, I think it will. And so I put it on it and it worked.
Really?
Yes.
And where'd you find it? It was right
she
there?
Had
they were
it,
selling it or something?
No, she just had it behind the counter,
really?
Which I'm now going to Google and buy. It was like $10. I had the sticker still on it.
Yeah.
I was like, can I have this? She's like, I need it for my customers. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go online. Miss Stingy. I'm going to go in the bathroom and squirt a bunch out, though. And
well, not everybody's going to give you shit for free that you ask, you know.
I got a lot of things.
I know. A lot of people do, but some people are not going to give it to you.
It's only $10. Although, But I'm going to go and order it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it because it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, if it works on that, it's going to work on anything.
That's true, yeah.
Wine, chocolate. I mean, they're the hardest things to get out besides rust. I'm going to try rust next.
Yeah.
Not on a dress, though. I'll try it, like, on a rag just to see. What if it does? What if it works?
Yeah, what if it does?
Take it off the car. Why not? I'm being an idiot. But, yeah. You're like, yeah, you are.
So, yeah, well, you know. So, in a few minutes, I just wanted to bring it up. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in, and he's got a board game that they came out with, and it sounds pretty interesting. They sent it to me over the weekend. And I checked it out, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I just wanted to prepare everyone. But
it says, I just want to laugh and says, Hugh's got game, the game with benefits.
Yeah.
Play it for fun, for training, or for a better social lubricator than alcohol.
Yeah.
I could have used that over the weekend.
Yeah.
I could have.
Did you need a social lubricator over the weekend?
No, I definitely didn't. I had my partner in crime.
Oh, I see.
It's a very nice, yeah. Enough said.
So how many guys are you seeing right now? Four?
No. I was saying the power of four because someone told me, oh my God, I need to contact that website. The power of four. Like if I were, I'm talking to two different people, you know, that I haven't really met with yet.
Uh-huh.
And then this one guy, I really like him. He's really cool and awesome. And he lives up north. So I can't, yeah. It's
yeah,
just like,
so much for long-term relationships, you know. Yeah. They don't work. They don't work.
You know what? But my girlfriend, okay, she's from Ireland. And her boyfriend, well, now they've been together 10 years. I'm sorry, 8 years. 8 years. So a long time. And maybe he doesn't know. Whatever. Anyway, so he lived in New York. And she was in Ireland.
Yeah.
And they were, like, back and forth, like, you know, Skyping, whatever. Not, like, in the very beginning stages.
Right.
And she wound up moving here.
Oh,
and
really?
And then they wound up moving
cool.
here together.
Yeah.
And they've been together for so long.
Yeah. yeah.
And they're amazing. And it's
yeah.
like, every time
well,
you
look,
see them.
Well, look, I mean, if you move together and stuff, then it's a different thing than,
right.
you know, being in another town.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is all new. So it's like, I'm not moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. But we have a blast. And he's a great guy. We really do. We have a blast. Mm. And, but, I mean, we don't. Yeah.
It's yeah.
We'll
there's plenty of locals you should focus
no,
on.
No, there's really not.
No.
That's the problem. No, there's not. No. Not at all.
Okay, well, I thought there was. What do I know?
No,
right?
They're all douchey. They are. Everyone is, like, so douchey.
You can't make such generalizations.
Okay, not everyone.
I mean, we've got
You're
fucking
right.
millions of people in this town.
True. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I haven't met the right ones. I am very picky.
Yeah.
I am very picky. And, you know, because I want someone to, like, I want to just take off. If I'm like, hey, today I'm going here and you're going. Or,
right.
like, go with me. Yeah, okay, I want you to be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just go.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. And I want, like, to enjoy it. Like, we could have a retarded time wherever. You know, I want
right,
someone who's
yeah.
outdoorsy and, like, can do all that, but also can be, knows how to behave in a way in, like,
yeah.
a nice, refined restaurant if we want to do that as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you are kind of demanding, are you? Aren't you? I mean, you
I
know.
Can be very demanding. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And yes, I'm a brat. I do have bratty moments.
Yeah.
You know, but I can be tamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you easy to get along with for the most part?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
I pretty much get along with anyone. But I'm just saying, like if I am dating someone, I expect, like I'm very picky now.
Right.
You know, just
yeah.
I want these things. I know what I want. And if you don't fit that, then awesome.
Yeah.
It was a nice
now,
dinner.
Now, do you think it's possible for someone to fit all these things?
People have before.
Really? Oh, wow.
But, you know, you always change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you always change with whatever. And I'm like, I can be bossy and demanding. It's true because I like what I want. But also, I also, like, what did I say before? I was saying I like when a guy takes charge.
Right.
So, but I only let a certain guy take charge.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if, I don't know. So, I don't even know what I'm saying. But yeah, like, if a guy, like, if you're confident and you've got your shit together and you're a nice, like, fun, like, I want a nice person, like, someone nice.
Right.
But also, that's going to put me in my place. You know,
yeah.
So
wow, that,
it's kind of funny.
That's a tall order. I don't know who can do that, you know. Put you in your place.
This guy can do it. This guy
time.
Can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I like. I'm like, oh, okay. It's kind of hot.
This guy can
yeah.
do it.
He does. And I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's usually in the beginning. And then, you know. But how long have you known this guy?
Not
very long.
Well,
I'm wishing you the best.
2 months.
You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's like.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, the beginning is always fun and everything, you know. And,
right, but when someone puts you, well, that's the thing. Like, I have to say, with this guy, I like because we get along right away and we're silly and we're fun and like, there's most people lie and hide who they are, you know, right away. And mm-hmm. we found like, or I found that this isn't that. We've just told each other like, this
yeah.
is what it is, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And like, it's been kind of funny
yeah.
and fun.
Sounds
so,
good.
In that sense.
Okay. Well, here comes our guest, I think, so let's check it out. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. This is Adam Cornblum. How you doing?
Good. Adam, how you doing?
Hola.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Brigetta, this is Adam Cornblum, and Adam, I got the game over the weekend. Thank you so much.
Good.
Yeah, so you came out with a game called Who's Got Game, which is a board game.
I just like the part that says the game with benefits.
Yeah. They need to promise something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Adam, you developed this with Neil Strauss, who's a known pickup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've spoken to him before some time ago. And tell us a little bit about the game, Adam. How did this come about?
All right. Well, how did it come about? So I actually invented a board game before this game, and it was acquired by Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving up to Hasbro one day trying to figure out, you know, how can I, now that, you know, I sold the game to Hasbro, how can I possibly, you know, I guess sell myself better with women. So I guess I think in terms of games, so I'm, you know, in terms of gaming.
Right.
So I said, I might as well make a game and tell everybody that I kind of teamed up with Neil Strauss and see how it goes.
Yeah.
At the time, it actually wasn't true. I didn't even have the game either. I just figured everybody would believe me because of Hasbro.
Yeah.
Right.
So I kind of came up with all, but I did a lot of reading about like the game. I read a lot of handwriting analysis and body language reading. So I kind of had all these like cards in my head, so to speak, and started kind of running this game on people. And noticed that like everyone really, they loved it. They were, you know, asking me for cards, where can they get a copy. So I said, all right, I might as well, I talked to myself and said, I might as well contact Neil.
Yeah.
So I contacted Neil on Facebook, and, you know, after some conversation, we kind of went into an agreement and, you know, started working together. It's been unreal, because at the time, he was also launching a new book,
mm-hmm.
Everyone Loves You When You're Dead. So It was pretty cool to read his new book with, you know, him interviewing all these top celebrities, and then I'm talking to him on the phone later.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're kind of working through gameplay, which was, it was really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you get to meet people that you wouldn't normally meet when you do things like this. Absolutely. Now, just a little bit background on Neil. Why don't you go ahead and give that to us? Because people might be wondering, well, why did he want to get a hold of Neil Strauss, of all people?
Okay, well, Neil Strauss is a 7-time New York Times bestselling author. He's a huge rock journalist for the Rolling Stone, New York Times. And years back, he wrote a book called The Game, which became an international best-selling book. It was about kind of his, I guess, exploits into the pickup artist community. And he became this well-known pickup artist who appeared on The View and Jimmy Kimmel, amongst, you know, Carson Daly and, you know, a lot of others, in kind of describing the game and the pickup artist ways. And it really took the kind of the pickup artist community mainstream,
right,
which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, did you find any good advice in that book? For you?
Yeah, I would say that it definitely makes you feel more confident, and there's definitely some great advice in there. Then he kind of had a follow-up book called Rules of the Game,
right?
And there's some great stuff in there as well. I mean, everything Neil writes is great, and he's probably the most creative person I've ever met, ever.
Wow.
I mean, I thought I was creative, but then I would send, you know, we would go back and forth, and I couldn't even believe sometimes some things he sent me back. I was just like, where did that come from? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's unreal.
I am so excited to play this game. I really am. What are some of the creative things that that are in the game? Like, if you were to explain the game to someone, can you pick out or mention some of the craziest, silliest things that are on the cards, maybe, or something?
Sure. Okay. Well, pretty much, like, you pick up one person starts by picking up a card, and it could consist of, like, a loaded question, a personality test, handwriting analysis, palm reading, a physical challenge,
awesome.
A secret mission from Neil. You know, it's really cool. So you can pick up a card and it can say, all right, like, here's the question, everybody write it down, and then I'm going to guess who wrote it. So the question actually could be, draw your partner naked.
Oh, wow.
So then afterwards, you know, you get all these, you know, pictures of people naked that people drew. Sometimes they're stick figures, sometimes they're really descriptive.
Right.
And, you have to guess who drew it, and then you get points based on that. That's just one card.
Right.
Then there's another card. It's a physical challenge where you would actually massage your partner's back, and they would, you know, give you points based on how well you massage.
Wow.
So, you know, it's really cool. It really brings people together.
Mm.
It makes them connect. It's cool.
Yeah. No, it is, and it's for people over 18. I want to
add that in.
Yeah, you need at least 4 people to play this, and that's why I haven't played it yet, because I haven't found 4 people. But we'll give this to Brigetta. She's always surrounded by dozens of people, so...
I have a lot of parties. Sure, this would be a lot of dirty fun.
Yeah, you can give us some feedback on that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely great for parties. But, you know, even if you want to, like, go on, like, a date and take out some of these cards,
yeah.
Like, some of the, like, the personality tests are just so cool. To ask somebody a question, like, you know, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? And then you say vanilla and I actually tell you what it means about your personality.
Right.
You know, it's just... Some of the questions are just really cool that you don't actually have to use in gameplay, but, you know, it works optimally in that type of setting.
Yeah. What if I say it's pistachio? Then what kind of person would you say I am?
I actually don't have the card in front of me, and I don't know what pistachio is on the list.
You're like, I have no idea.
but based on your personality, from what I could tell, you seem like a really fun person who likes to party.
She is a fun person who likes to party. You got it. You got it. For those of you following us, the website is neilstraussepartygame.com. So you guys can look at that while we're talking to Adam. Adam, where are you located? What part of the country are you in?
In New York.
Oh, in New York. Okay,
you
cool.
can't tell by the accent, because I can.
Can you really? Well, people move around, you know.
I know.
Really? It's that significant?
I can totally tell. Well, you know what it is? I grew up in Maryland, and I have a lot of family in New York, and I spent a lot of time there. But, yeah, I can tell. But it's not bad. It's like it's cute.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Women like accents, don't they?
Yeah, as long as you're not a Baltimore accent, which is really, really bad, it's good.
I went to college at the University of Maryland, College Park.
Oh, you did?
So I know the area and probably picked up some of those tones, you know, when I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad. It's bad. People can't speak there. And I grew up there. I'm thank God for private school. You know what I mean? Anyways.
Yeah. So, Adam, back to the game. Now, how do you design a game? I mean, you said you designed one before. How did you get into this?
You know, I guess it was one of those things where I just see in terms of fun gameplay. So my first game was actually kind of like a new Monopoly with credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of playing around with Monopoly with a few people and just got like a Platinum American Express card. Mm-hmm. And figured why not take like that American Express system, the gold, platinum, black card, and put it on top of Monopoly and then kind of intertwine rules and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And initially I kind of just was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I was supposed to go to law school next year. I was graduating college at the time. And I called the CEO of American Express and they actually took my call. So I said, Mom, I'm not going to law school. I'm making this game.
That's the way to do it, man. You know, go out, yeah. Go off on your own, you know, do your own thing.
I know that really well.
Yeah, but it's really cool, you know. So now, who did all the nice art on the game?
Well, I actually brought on a third-party person to do that. It's the company called Design Edge. Mm-hmm. And this guy, Matt Nuccio, he's a really good guy. He's pretty big in the game industry, and he's actually kind of taken me under his wing and showed me some of the ropes on how to do things. Because initially, I just thought I would take over the game industry, and I didn't even know the game industry.
Yeah.
But I did create a fake billionaire on Facebook for the first game, and he actually got really popular.
Really?
And that's actually how the CEO of Hasbro heard of the first game.
A fake millionaire. I like that, man. You're pretty creative.
You know,
yeah.
Well, I noticed I was having trouble cold calling people.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
When I would cold call people, nobody would call back.
Right.
So then I started saying, well, I'm calling on behalf of billionaire Charlie Large. And believe it or not, everybody always called back.
Really?
That's really funny.
That's good, man. You're definitely qualified to do a game like this. Now,
I like you. It's too bad you don't live here. He's funny.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. So the game is Who's Got Game, the game with benefits, and we're talking to Adam. What was the last name? I'm sorry. I just spaced out on this. Kornblum.
Kornblum.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Kornblum. And everybody can go get it at neilstraussepartygame.com. I see it's also available on Amazon. And now, is this pretty difficult to learn, Adam?
No, it's actually super simple. All you have to do is pick up a card, and the card tells you what to do.
Oh, okay, cool.
You pick up a card, you pick up some lubricant, you pick up some booze, and you're all good to go.
Exactly, and make sure there's women around.
You know, it's funny. In the rule book, it actually doesn't say, you know, that you actually need to get lubricant to play.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll add that in for the second edition.
Yeah,
you should,
you
and you should say, as spoken by Brigetta.
we'll quote you.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
But it is a fun game. It's designed very well. I like the graphics. I like the way it comes in the box and everything. So we wish you a lot of luck with that, Adam. I mean, I know you're going to do well.
You know what would be really funny is we partnered that up with some extends, and you're totally good to go.
Do you know what extends is, Adam? You got to explain that to him.
You don't know what extends is?
Well, not many people know.
Really?
Enlighten me.
Well, okay. I have been doing commercial for 8 years. I'm the extends girl. And basically, it's a commercial that's on every night. But it's a penis pill. It, like, makes your, you know, penis get larger.
Sure.
Yeah. A certain part of the
that's actually, that's a great idea. We should totally talk off the record. Not about me actually using that. But
right, because you wouldn't need it, you know, right?
Cross promotion. Oh, I didn't say that, but
no,
I was just saying we could talk about cross promotion.
Yeah. No, it sounds good.
All right. Well, Adam, thank you so much for the time. You're a lot of fun, and the game is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Is there a Twitter actually for the game or whatnot? No?
It's actually Neil Strauss Game.
Okay.
But typically we've kind of been posting under either my Twitter or Neil's.
Got it.
Right,
we'll figure that one
out. And it's
then.
On Facebook as well, so you guys can check it out there as well.
Yeah, it's on Facebook as well.
Right.
Cool.
Wonderful. Well, all the best with that, Adam. We wish you a lot of luck with this. I know you'll do well. And congratulations on it. I mean, I don't know that I could design a game. You know, it's...
Yeah, I tried to once, but I got... It was a disaster. It was very... I can't wait to play this game because I think, like, I'm going to love it. I know I will.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, when you do, you have to let me know.
I will have to. You'll have to tweet me so that I have your Twitter, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, I'll tweet you after this.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Adam, thank you so much, and all the best to you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm actually stoked to play the game. I think it sounds really cool.
I think you'll have a lot of fun.
I think I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Especially when they're palm reading and handwriting analysis. It'll be funny. And I can draw very good naked pictures.
Can you really?
I can.
Really?
You know, I went to art school.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you'll have to draw some naked people.
Why not?
Do you draw them like in action and stuff? Or
it depends.
Just modeling.
If I'm being funny.
Yeah. So you can do like intercourse pictures too.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Wherever your imagination, wherever my imagination goes. And I have a very large imagination.
Yeah.
This is true. I was actually just thinking over the weekend how I need to get back into painting.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Yeah.
You know, if you like it and it's something that, you know, gives you pleasure and stuff, then you definitely should do it, you know?
Well, just being at the Hearst Castle and seeing everything there, you know, and all the art they have there. And then afterwards, Paso Robles, and then we went to San Luis Obispo. And we went to an art place there, and it's like, some of this art in here, like, okay, I can paint much better than this, and you're in an art gallery, whatever. You know, but it was cool. They had, like, a drum circle thing going on. I'm like, this is kind of rad that they do there. So, and it just made me think, like, I kind of miss painting a lot.
Yeah.
Should start painting again.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In between times when you play Who's Got Game.
Exactly. In between that. Because, I mean, honestly, I wish I had this game over the weekend. It would have been so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's as popular as murder, murder mystery.
Shut up. Sam's making fun of me because I like to have murder mystery parties, dinner parties at my house.
Yeah, and nobody's interested.
No, because everyone gets so wasted and I get so excited.
It requires too much thinking.
But
when people drink.
But I get so excited and I plan it all out. And
then don't let anybody drink next time you do.
It took me hours to print everything out and think through of what everyone's going to be and who's going to be what and where they're going to sit and all these things. And then I can them out and people just plop them on a table or like lose half the pieces. And I'm like,
I'm telling you, after having a drink or two, how can you possibly concentrate on the instructions and everything?
I don't know. Maybe I need a higher class of people to be coming over for it. Actually, I am going to start up my dinner party thing again. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And it's going to be once a month. And it's going to be, we trade off doing dinner. So it'll always be at my house because I have the largest house, unless someone else wants. I have one other girlfriend that can do it. But we trade off chefs.
Right.
So what we would do is, let's say it's my week. Then I have to, like, you know, make something and pair it with a nice drink and come up with everything by myself and serve everyone dinner. But everyone has to pitch in, so I'm not stuck paying for the bill for, you know, 20 people or whatever. Because it can be expensive if it's all steaks or whatever. So everyone pitches in, and it's like, you know, like a dinner club, basically. Yeah. So once a month, we meet, and we can have different people, like, that we don't know. You could bring someone, whatever. It's all about meeting new people and creations. And I can do my murder mystery party, probably, because, therefore, it's about sitting down, you know, and doing it. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, quality of friends, you just never know.
So you invite everybody over and you make the dinner?
Yeah, well, I would make it the first time. The second time, it could be your turn. But always have it at my house or whatever. Unless you wanted to do it at your house.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you would want me to cook because I can't cook with the shit.
Yeah, but most people can't. The thing is about you finding a recipe. There's actually this recipe because one of my other guy friends said that. So you could go online and there's some website that I'll have to find for you where it's like men trying to learn how to cook. And it's really simple. And it's like a really simple recipe. And you would just go on and follow that simple recipe and cook that for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds you could barbecue. I don't care what you do.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't matter.
So it doesn't have to be like a fancy five course meal or something.
No, you could do whatever you want, you know, but make sure you pair it with a cool drink.
Yeah.
And like make up a funny name because that'll be like what it's about, you know. But yeah, it could be anything. You could just barbecue, you know.
Yeah.
It could be even like a certain kind of pizza or something. It doesn't matter. Every week, as long as it's about different people coming in, sitting down and having a nice dinner.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And pairing it with a drink. Whatever.
Yeah. So talking about drinks, I mean, have you been drinking any like cool drinks, like unusual drinks and stuff? Because, you know, it's like everything's the same. It's always like the vodka and orange juice or vodka and this. And,
yeah.
You know, and tequila and this.
Peace tea.
With rum?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Is that good? What about like monster drinks? Do those go with anything?
Oh my gosh,
I know people do drinks with Red Bull and stuff, right?
Exactly. And the thing with like Red Bull and, well, some of the monster drinks, like for example, the Peace Tea is all natural, which is made by Hanson's as well. So I do a lot of like, you know, they've got like the sweet tea lemonade you can go and buy. Like they're like the vodka kind. Right. I don't really drink vodka, but vodka goes really well with tea. Peace Tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, or rum. You can even do tequila.
So you like rum better than vodka, would you say?
Vodka is not very nice to me.
No, huh?
We don't.
Really?
We don't, yeah.
Pretty violent?
I just don't, not good with vodka. No, it's not good times. You know, everyone has their thing that they know, and I learned years ago, vodka is not a friend of mine, so I don't drink vodka.
Yeah.
You'll never see me drink vodka.
Wow.
In years.
So do you drink rum instead? Tequila,
I drink a lot of whiskey. Whiskey's honestly, good. I like the flavor of whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a whiskey snob in a way.
Yeah.
I prefer whiskey. I like scotch.
Yeah.
It depends where I am and who I'm with.
Do you drink it on the rocks or mixed?
I do like it on the rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it depends on the whiskey too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I like basil a lot. It just really depends.
Yeah.
And it depends who I'm with and where I am. You know, if I'm at like, you know, some... I don't really go to clubs anymore, so I can't even say that. But, you know, if I'm just want, like, if I need to wake up, then Jack and Coke, you know, something simple.
Yeah.
But if I'm at a really nice place, then it's going to be a really refined, nice scotch.
Yeah.
Especially if you're floating the bill.
Yeah.
Teasing.
Have to make sure you say that.
Teasing. But, I mean, I like whiskey, scotch. I'll drink rum if it's like I only drink rum if it's like a house party and it's like summertime. And I'm mixing, because I like to have my house parties. So I always get the blender out, and we're always blending drinks. So that's when I'll drink rum, like my rum punch that I make. I make like this spicy cider or whatever, so good. And that goes in there.
Mm.
Different things.
Sounds good.
Tequila is always amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, tequila, I don't like the taste. I think maybe because I get sick on it once, you know?
You know, and those memories stay with you.
Yeah, they do, you know, especially
when
you get sick of something. But I mean, sometimes I'll have like a margarita or something, but not too strong.
Right.
Know? Yeah, I don't want to taste the tequila too much.
You know what I did have that was weird over the weekend? A lot of places only have beer and wine license in Paso Robles. And this one place we went to, a Mexican restaurant, and it was a really good Mexican restaurant, and I wanted a margarita. That's why we went there. I was like, I really want a margarita. And we go there, and they don't have booze. I was like, what? It was very good, authentic Mexican food, so it was very good. But they had a margarita that was made from wine. It was like a sangria margarita. And it was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, it was made from wine. It was interesting.
Really?
Like, yeah.
From wine?
Yep. It was like a sangria type, like it had strawberry flavor and it was frozen. And I'm like, this is actually really good.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. There you go with drinks. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, how was your weekend?
How was my weekend? I don't even remember. It was pretty cool, actually. You know, I mean, didn't really do much.
I don't remember it. Does that mean that you had a lot on 420? Is this where this cough was coming from? It's not getting better because you smoke so much weed.
Shut up.
And the truth comes out. Now we know.
I did party. I smoked a little bit, but that was it. You know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I know. This is what I want to tell you. I saw it. Okay. So last night I came home and I was so tired. So I went to bed early and I turned on and watched my shows. Mm-hmm. And yes, one of my shows is Vampire Diaries. And one of the commercials comes on and like this news says there's a new wine that has pot in it. It's got cannabis in the wine.
Really?
Yes. And I thought of you, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to write them and find out what it is so that I can get you this wine.
When did you think of me? Am I like a pothead?
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. It was just like, you smoke? I don't know.
Sometimes, you know.
I don't smoke. And the thing is, I wouldn't try. But we were just talking on Friday about it, kind of, and I was kind of like thinking, it was in my head, I just got back from wine country, and then, you know, cannabis, I don't smoke it, but you do,
so. You associated it with me.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I associated it with you. So I was like, I got to get Sam this wine. So I'm investigating it for you. I just wanted you to let you know
I'm not
that.
Crazy about wine, but, you know, if it's got some weed in it, it's worth a try.
But now I'm wondering, because wine generally makes you tired, right? So would it have to be like a sativa? Is that the kind that keeps you up?
That is the kind, but
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about mixing wine and stuff, so I don't know what
it
has to be. But I'm sure, you know, if you
and
can...
That could be dangerous. Because if you think about it, my other thought was, remember I was saying before how I need to be in control?
Right.
So this is why I drink and I don't smoke anything or do anything else, because I don't know it. I don't want to be stuck for 8 hours high. Like, it would make me annoyed.
But you never get stuck. If you smoke it, you don't get stuck like that. It's only when you eat edibles that you'll be high for a long time, and it's really a strong high and everything. But when you just smoke it, you can control how much you're taking in, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, because you get sort of like immediate response. You know, with edibles, like, you got to wait half an hour, and if you don't feel it, you eat more.
I've learned that.
Then it hits
you. Yes. So I'm guessing with, like, the wine, and it's inside of it, so it's kind of like an edible effect, maybe?
Mm.
I don't know. It's
interesting, you're right. Yeah,
right?
It is. It is an edible effect. So, I doubt that they just put, you know, the grass in there. It's probably like oil and stuff that's mixed with the wine.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. No. I mean, you don't want to just ingest weed. You know, I don't think it's good for you.
either. I don't know, but I kind of want to try. Like, in a way, I wanted to like try it, or I try like a sip. But here it is, news for pot wine. It was on CBS News, actually. And it's made by placing a pound of marijuana in a cask of wine.
Wow.
Leading to about 1.5 grams of marijuana per glass. That's kind of crazy, right?
How many grams?
1.5.
Yeah, that's a lot for one glass.
I just lost where it went. But
that's like two joints or something. You know?
That's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
Marijuana-infused wine. And it's produced at California vineyards. In California. Of course it's California.
Yeah, of course.
Right. I mean, it's legal here. So it's on the Daily Beast report. Several California winemakers are creating blends of marijuana-infused wines on the sly. So it says, 1.5 grams of marijuana per bottle. Sorry. The fermentation process converts sugar from grapes into alcohol, and the alcohol extracts the THC from marijuana over a nine-month process.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. You see, I never knew where the alcohol comes from in wine.
Oh, really?
So they're saying it's the sugar.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Have you ever fermented fruit before?
No.
Oh, I've done the getaway.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what I could do, so this is so bad. But I took fruit, and you let the fruit, like, rot or get bad, and then, like, I forget exactly how I did it, but I followed directions, like, the getaway online, and, like, you stick sugar in it, and, like, you seal it up, and, like, it gets... I mean, I've made my own booze before.
Really?
And it takes, like, 2 months or whatever it was, like, 6 weeks or something, I can't remember. And then I drank. I mean, it tasted gnarly, but I got drunk off of it. I was young. But, right? It's crazy. But they're saying that their vintners are likely, they're infusing marijuana with Cabernet and Syrahs.
Wow.
I mean, that's interesting.
I know, they'll stop at nothing.
Syrah. Syrah's pretty good wine, too. I don't know. This is on CBS News, and oh my gosh, U.S. Marshals were obtaining a federal search warrant in Oaksterdam University?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
No, what is that?
Yeah, that's where they teach you how to cultivate and grow marijuana.
Are you serious?
In Oakland, yeah. And they got raided the other day. Is that
yeah, that's what
reading?
I was reading. Yeah. They were raided by U.S. Marshals after obtaining a federal search warrant. Why do they get raided? Oh, because on the federal law, it's illegal.
Exactly.
But on the California, it's okay.
Exactly.
This is so fucked up.
It is fucked up.
This is like where, you know, one person says this, another says this. Like, it's just so fucking stupid.
Right.
Well, state law says I can have it.
Right.
Well, federal law says you can't. Well, make up your motherfucking minds.
Yeah.
Not to be like, I mean, it's just so, it doesn't make sense to me.
No. I mean, there's a lot of to say and to talk about regarding legalization of marijuana, you know, because, you know, you can't imagine why anybody would be opposed to it. It's like, if you don't smoke it, then fine, don't smoke it. But what do you care, you know?
Right.
So
well, I see what you're saying with that. But my thought here is this makes no sense how the government, how federal says no,
right.
but state says yes.
Right.
I'm living in this state that says okay.
Right.
So therefore, it's okay.
Right.
Next thing you know, it's not okay. Well, make up your freaking minds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to have two government legislatures against each other. Like,
yeah.
It happens
all the time, not just with weed. You
but
see,
that's my point.
Yeah.
This is so retarded.
It is. It's very old-fashioned, you know? That's why I think, you know, eventually, as more states legalize it and stuff, or at least for medical reasons, I think eventually it's just going to become legal, man.
But what's the point of even legalizing it
right.
if the federal government's going to come in and swoop it away anyway?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So it's like basically when you go and get your marijuana cards, right, and you register, you have to go to a doctor and whatever, they know with your social security number
right.
who you are with the card. So state law says that's okay.
Right.
Meanwhile, federal law knows who you are because guess what? It's on your social security number who has that card. And they can come in and find you and take it away.
But do you think they're really going to do this just for using? They're after the big growers.
Right,
you know?
I agree. But also it makes you think with if they're going to have like a regulation where they're going to have like insurance. But eventually, maybe insurance is nationwide and the government's going to pay for insurance.
Mm.
What if those people that pre-registered with their marijuana cards, they decide these people we're not going to insure because it may cause other problems later or something stupid.
Well, like, there's already that stuff going on. I think, is it Florida, one of the states where they want to do drug testing for people that are on welfare. So if you can't pass the test, you don't get on welfare.
Right. You know what? You know what? I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I have to say I agree with that. Now, with marijuana, that's a different story. I don't think. But if you're smoking crack and you are on cocaine and you're on heroin or whatever else and you're on welfare and I hate to say, the government is paying for you, like you're fiends, like they're paying for you to get high.
Right.
That's fucked up.
No, absolutely. I have to agree with you on that.
So
you know?
I agree with it. I think they should be drug tested.
Yeah.
Now, if they come up with weed in your system, I think that's stupid because I don't think weed matters. Mm. Again, you know, I think that's freaking retarded. But I do agree that if there is heroin or something in your system, no, you shouldn't be on welfare.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe then get clean.
Yeah.
Because they're also the ones that are infecting children and spreading more AIDS with needles and other diseases and, like, you know, crack babies and all.
Right.
And then the government's paying
for
you.
That's what I don't understand is how they can lump all these drugs with marijuana in the same group.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Although, have studies been done? Well, I guess in the 70s, that makes sense. With people smoking weed while they're pregnant. How does it affect the babies?
That would probably be bad. I mean, just any smoke you inhale is bad.
Right.
You know, but plus taking drugs, I can't imagine it would be any good for the baby.
No.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's, well, that's a whole other discussion. But okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting like political now.
Yeah.
But it's really annoying. It is. This is why I don't like getting into politics because I get frustrated.
Yeah.
Just stupid things like this. Just so stupid.
Right. Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to
me. Yeah, a lot of laws don't make any sense at all. You know, they're just up there. The last thing I want to talk about before we go is you're into reality shows and stuff.
Yeah, I've been on a million.
Yeah. Now, they're saying that I guess a couple of guys are suing The Bachelor and The Bachelorette shows because they're too racist. In other words, they don't have enough, like, people of minorities on the shows.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Now, it's a class action lawsuit.
Wow.
And, yeah, they're accusing the games of racial discrimination.
That's okay, see, that's bullshit. Oh, you know, because why? Because they don't have a...
They're
you
saying
know what?
That
there's never... The Bachelor's never a black person or a
right,
Chinese person.
Yeah, like in the key
you know
role,
what?
They're saying.
I will say that I thought about that before.
Really?
Why aren't they? Yeah, I actually thought about it recently. Why aren't they?
Right.
You know? But then again, maybe it looks at who the majority of people that watch the show
right.
are who. You know, maybe that's who they're appealing to. I don't know.
Possibly.
But
I
do wonder that because I thought about it the other day. I really did.
Mm.
So they really don't have enough. It's always a white guy.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah. And the girls too, right? And the Bachelorettes. It's the same thing. Right?
Yeah. I think it's always
been a black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an Asian or Hispanic.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You know, I think what they want to do is maybe they don't want to create too much controversy with interracial relationships or something. You know, maybe they feel it's not appealing enough on TV and stuff. Maybe it's too controversial.
And see, and that's what another thing that is so you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Right.
You know, and here's the thing. It's like one of the beautiful things about living in California, I have to say when I first met, and I've been here for 10 years, one of the first things I realized is that it doesn't matter if your hair is purple or your skin or yellow or whatever color you feel like doing. If you're artsy fartsy, it's accepted. Everyone's out. Everyone's accepted here. You know, black, white, purple, whatever, you know,
right.
of any kind. And including interracial relationships, it's accepted. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Except if you go where I grew up in Baltimore area, it's getting better, but it's still bad.
Mm.
South, it's bad. I mean, there's a lot of areas that are still so like stick with your own crap. Like they're so, especially like the South. Oh my God. You know, and it's really annoying. And when I go back home, it's like I can only take so much. It gets really annoying.
Really? So you notice it a lot?
Yeah, but it's not just the white people. Like, it's not white people against the blacks. It's the blacks against the whites.
Right.
It's the Asian group. It's everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't, they just don't, it's beyond me. They are so stuck back in the day. I could never, ever live back in Maryland or on the East Coast in certain areas again because it's like they live in this bubble and they never want to grow up out of it. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Yet if you go to like, you know, California, like being here, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like I love being here because everyone loves everyone or you know, whatever. Like everyone's like, you know what I mean? Well, I mean, there's a lot of douchebags in that sense, but I'm just saying like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter what you look like. It's about like, it just, and I love that here.
Yeah.
I really do.
True. I mean, I don't see a lot of racism in LA.
No.
But then again, maybe, you know, we're not where it happens, you know.
Well,
I'm
not in the ghetto.
Yeah.
You know, it's true.
So
but even in then, though, it's like, you know, me reading to the other schools, inner city schools here, like it's accepted. I will say though, when I went to Chicago, they looked at it like, oh, white girl coming in here, and I'm like, first of all, I'm Sicilian. Let's get that straight. Second of all, I will not be called cracker because I am Sicilian. Mofos, are you listening to me? And it was funny because, and we all made jokes about it and whatever, but, and I was going around and talking to schools in inner city, South Side Chicago, and they still had like a big barrier, but I broke through the barrier and it was cool. And then I was accepted. I was cool. But it's just like a lot of places aren't, they're still so set in their way, like way back. It's just, it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's improving, but you know what I'm reading is that whites feel that the racial situation is improving. The blacks don't feel that it is. So you know, I guess it
depends. But we have a black president,
right? No, I know, but you know, I mean, there's still racism out there.
There's racism everywhere, and it's not just black and white. It's everything.
Yeah.
But I will say that. So what my point was for the reality thing.
Okay.
Is Middle America is the one that's watching these shows normally, and so for them, no.
Yeah, it interracial, would be too controversial, huh?
It's not really accepted.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why they do it. But still, I do agree with the group that's suing. Maybe they should make a point that there should be a main character that's Hispanic or black or Asian or whatever.
Yeah.
They mix it up. They should mix it up. I was just thinking that the other day. I'm like, why don't they?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Who knows? Anyway. This is it for today.
This is why you don't get me started on issues.
Now that we solved all the world's problems, we can go home.
That's why I hate talking politics, because I get really mad.
No, you don't have to get mad. Just get your point across. I think you have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get mad. It's just politics. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Brigetta, and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.